Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And good Saturday morning and a happy National Rattlesnake Roundup Day this January 28th, a Saturday morning. And, well, you know, Rattlesnake Roundup, something I've always wanted to do, and maybe go do a TV feature on it over there in Sweetwater, Texas. That's where the biggest one is. I don't know why today is designated as Rattlesnake Roundup Day. They actually hold that, I think it's the second weekend in March. But, well, it's always a conflict with turkey season and some good white perch fishing, so I just haven't had a chance to do it. But it's on my bucket list, the big Rattlesnake Roundup. Looks like a whole lot of fun. All right, well, how's your fishing been? We'll find out how it's been for our field reporter staff. We'll check in with those guys, and maybe they can help you find some fish. Also, we're in the last days of deer and the waterfowl seasons. How's your hunting season been? You know, when we gave the forecast for this upcoming duck season, it was very, very bleak. It was one of the worst numbers game in probably 20 years, and it's turned out to be one of the best duck seasons we've had. And we talked about that earlier, and we'll talk about it again, why things like that happen. If you happen to be looking for a new boat, well, we'll talk about what you'll see at next weekend's big Biloxi Boat Show. Show director Melissa Miller is going to join us a little bit later on and tell us all about how you can get involved in going to a great little show over there on the Biloxi Coast. All right, we have a five-time loser, but he's a first-time on our Bad Boys of the Outdoors. He's from Port Sulphur. We've got his story coming up for you. Also have a question for you, the audience. You know, last week, if you were tuned in, we talked about your favorite fishing reel. Well, this week we want to know, what is your favorite fishing rod? Now, we're looking for just your all-time favorite. It could be freshwater, saltwater rod, bait casting, spinning, offshore, fly rod, whatever it is. Text us your favorite fishing rod, the one that just has that really good feel and you like to have it. 504-260-1870. You can text that along with your reports, your comments, and your questions. I'll tell you, my favorite rod is a 7-foot medium power fast action St. Croix spinning reel. Just got that feeling that it's part of your hand and your arm when you use it. I took a little inventory, and I've had more, I've had less, but right now my rod count sits at 24 rods. Well, one of them is a little questionable whether it's functional or not. How many rods do you have? 504-260-1870. All right, we have a closure on the Bogachita National Wildlife Refuge I want to tell you about if you happen to be headed that way early this morning to do some hunting. The water level on the Pearl River is at the 15.5 mark on the Pearl River gauge, and you know when that happens, they shut down the refuge except for waterfowl hunting. But if you had any other plans to go there, you might want to make plans to go somewhere else. That's the Bogachita National Wildlife Refuge. It is shut down now to access until that river level recedes. All right, coastal marine forecast. If you're headed out on the water, the open bays, the Gulf today, you're looking at southeast winds 10 to 15, 2 to 3-foot seas offshore. That's a repeat for tomorrow also. Those same southeast 10 to 15-knot winds on the interior. Today they're calling for smooth conditions, a little bit of a light chop tomorrow. Average tide range, a little bit better than a half a foot, about 6/10. Mississippi River is at 6.2 and on the rise. All right, coming back after this break, we'll check in with Robbie Campo down at Shell Beach, get a fishing report from him. We'll also talk to our field reporters and find out about their and your favorite fishing rods. We'd love to hear from you this morning. That text number, make a note of it, 504-260-1870. And we'll be right back to check them after this timeout. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, yes, yesterday was pretty much a beautiful day, and weather-wise, as far as the skies and the winds, but a little bit chilly on the temperatures, and wish we could have a little bit more time. But, hey, not every day is perfect. Let's find out what's been going on down in Shell Beach. We talked to Robbie Campo. He's down at Campo's Marina. Robbie, I know you don't get to fish as much as people think you do, but every once in a while you jump on a boat and you go out and fish. When you do you have a favorite fishing rod that you like to use?
Well, Don, funny you ask that. I just had two rods made by Mr. Phil Morales right here up in St. Bernard. He custom made these rods, and I don't think they have a name. It's just, you know, it's a Phil Morales rod. It's something he custom makes, and I have a bait caster and one for a spinning reel. So, you know, they light action. I like using them. And they've been great rides so far.
You know, it's hard to pick a favorite one because there's so many different applications. You know, when that bite is real light, like right now in the winter when the water's cold, you get that little tick-tick. You like a real fast tip, something light. But then you want something with a little backbone when you're out there fishing and you're fishing for trout and one of those big bull reds hits you and bends it in half. You want something with a little backbone. It's hard to pick
Absolutely.
A favorite one, but everybody's got one that just feels right in their hand. And yeah, those custom-made rods, you can get those designed, and, I mean, they put different insignias and logos and colors. You can pick a lot of things on them. It's a great way to go. What's that guy's name down there? Morales, you said?
His name is Phil Morales, yes.
And yep. I guess people can find him through you, or has he got a Facebook or a website?
You can find him through me if you want to get one of these rods. You can call me, and I could set it up for you, give you his phone number or whatever. He fishes these redfish tournaments, and I'd say heck of a nice guy. He's a crab dealer down at Delacro. But I tell you, he makes a hell of a rod, and, man, it's, you know, caught a lot of fish with it. So, you know, that's what my rod of choice. I like it. I've, you know, been using them and it's just been a super duper rod for me. So that's what I'm sticking with for a while.
Well, Robbie, how's the fishing been this week, and what's the prospects if somebody's coming down today or tomorrow?
Well, Don, you know, yesterday when I left my house yesterday, it was 36 degrees. We had frost on the windshields and the cars in the neighborhood, on the rooftops. And when it got down here, it was really cold. The bite didn't have, you know, and this past week has been, you know, the weather's been horrible. The wind's been blowing. It just hadn't been a great week for fishing. But yesterday, the bite didn't happen till late. So I had some people catch some catfish, my kayakers that went, caught some catfish right across the Mr. Go right here in the mouth of Shell Beach Bayou going to the lake. You know, that was about 10, 11 o'clock. The water started to warm up. The guides that I had out fishing yesterday started to catch some fish. They didn't catch fish until after lunchtime. So it was a late bite yesterday. I did have one guy go out behind a dam, caught 19 trout, 4 reds, bouncing plastics off the bottom. He said the bite was really, really soft. He said these trout were still lethargic, but they still bit. But he wound up catching 19 trout. And, you know, the better part of the day was yesterday evening, you know, when it, you know, things calmed down. Because the wind was kind of blowing here a little bit yesterday morning, but in the neighborhoods up in my house, it was dead calm when I walked up, but it was really cold, Don. It was just a, it's just been a, you know, it was good for duck hunters, I guess, with the wind. And this is the last weekend, so hopefully, you know, these guys will kill some birds this weekend and they get that out their system and they'll start back fishing and I could get a better report, you know, because when you got everybody doing everything else, you know, deer hunting and duck hunting and, you know, just a couple guys fishing, it's hard to get a, it's hard to get a good report because you don't have anybody, you know, hardly anybody fishing. So this duck hunting stuff's going to come to an end, I think, Sunday. And then, you know, most of these guys will be ready to hit the water again really soon.
Well, you know, when they came out with the counts before the season opened, it really looked bad. That was the worst counts in 20 years. And we know what's been going on up the flyway with shortstop and issues. And people just really had a negative outlook on this year's season. And the way it turned out with the drought up north and the early cold fronts that came through and no storms coming down here and the ponds in good shape, this is one of the best duck seasons I'd say we've had in the last decade.
Yeah, Donna, and, you know, I said this last week, and I'll say it again, you know, all the stars were aligned for this whole deal to happen for this year, for this duck season to happen. It was, you know, when you look at the last past 10 years or so, we've had high waters, we've had hurricanes that washed the grass out of the ponds, you know, we had high rivers, you know, short-stopping ducks and what have you going on. This year was, I'm not going to say it was great, but it was one of the better, one of the best years I've seen in probably the last 8 or 10 years. And I think everybody was pretty happy about how things turned out. And I think that two splits they do to give those birds a rest where you get, you know, that end toward the end of January is going to work out really, you know, worked out really well. So I think all in all, I think most people were pretty happy about the way this duck season turned out.
Yeah, and, you know, one of the encouraging things was the return of the gray duck. You know, we have not had mallards down in this area for decades for a lot of reasons. But the gray duck has always been the bread and butter duck. You know, you get plenty teal, but that kind of ends towards the end of the season. But the gray duck was always the stable bird, and, boy, we hadn't seen them in years. But this year there's been probably more gray duck shot than we have in the past 10 years.
You are absolutely correct, Don, and I tell you, but I tell you what did stick around was a lot of green wing teals this year. I saw a lot of green wings. It was probably the most green wing teals I saw shot in probably the last decade, I guess, also because, you know, just didn't see many. You know, usually they leave and they go down to, you know, they go down to Mexico or whatever, but they stuck around for some reason. It must have been something they didn't like to eat because they sure shot the heck out of them around here this year. You know, they did really well shooting teal, and that's what kind of really kept things afloat a while was green wing teals. It mixed with some grays, but mostly green wing teals. I've seen a bunch of them shot, and you know, you got to be a good shot to kill a green wing because that's such a fast.
they're small and they're quick and they're pretty tasty too.
But
they had
plenty of them.
Got it. Thanks for the report, Robbie. Anything else before you go?
Nope, not really. I hope all I got right. A better report for you next week. Talk to you later.
We always hope for good ones. We'll see you then. Thank you, Robbie Campo.
Right, down at
Campos Marina down at Shell Beach. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to talk about that minimalist challenge. Good luck to all you kayakers competing in that today. We'll have a live report from the location from Brendan Bayard. Also starting to get some text messages in about people's favorite fishing rods. What's your favorite pole? And it doesn't matter, offshore, saltwater, freshwater, fly, you got to have one that you go to if you could only have one rod to use. What would it be? Text us, 504-260-1870, and we're back right after this three-minute pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, among other text messages, we're getting responses to what's your favorite fishing rod. We asked you real last week. This week we're talking about fishing rods. What's that one that you love to go to? Could be a fishing saltwater, freshwater, offshore, fly rod. Which one is it? And how many do you have? I took inventory yesterday before the show, and I came up with 24. I've had more, I've had less, but that's the number I've got right now. Maybe that's a little excessive. Maybe people have a lot more. I'd like to hear from you. Here's a text comes in from 5657 that says, give me an old-fashioned cane pole. Used to fish off the back of a Harry clan with one to drag the chef. That's easy in the Abita Hunting Club. Yeah, there's probably been as many fish caught on cane poles as anything. Let's see. Here's one that says, my favorite rods were all handmade from my late grandfather. And it just jumped on me. My late grandfather, let's see if I can find his name. Yep, here it is. Let's see. Jumped again. Lucien A. Robert, or Robert. I have a couple of fresh and saltwater rods made with graphite shafts from the early 90s and even one of his early fiberglass rods from way back in the 70s. Yeah, I remember those glass rods. They were something else. I think they were pre-70s, though. They got fiberglass rods now, but these were back in the 50s, and they were like a hard, actually a glass more than a fiberglass. Says I probably ought to put them into a nice display. All right, we have, let's see, Franklin's checking in from Texas. We got Franklin, Texas, on board listening to us this morning. Let's see, that was, to transition to some commercial brands for the future. Lots of great fishing memories with those. That's from our Alabama listener, David Hubble. We also have someone that says, this is Texter 7375. I wish you'd put your names on here and where you're texting from. It says, my favorite ROS is the original All-Star 6.5-foot medium-heavy worm rod. I guarantee you that's a bass fisherman right there. Here's a vote for the old ugly stick fishing pole. Now, you know, when I see someone that tells me that's a ugly stick is their favorite rod, it's one of two people. It's really old school that just don't care, and they're looking for something that's economical, that won't break, and will last a long time. Or somebody who just really uses a lot of rods and reels to go fishing. Ugly stick, one of the really premier names in fishing poles. Probably for the money you spend, probably the best value rod on the market. Rooster, Patrick, and Unk, MT. They're after those ducks again today. Well, this is about it. We're getting close to the end. They're cooking breakfast in the boat. They're drinking coffee and having a smoke. Listening to ducks. Good luck to all the hunters this weekend. Boy, that's living on a Saturday morning, isn't it? And here's one that says, my best rod is a Fenwick model EGTS 70M, which is a 7-foot medium. Have 12 rods and reels. And we have the backstrap stacker checking in. He's in Clark County, Alabama. The rut seems to be slowing down up there. Still a few young bucks roaming. Great weather for Saturday. And hopefully they'll be moving in front of the rain coming in tomorrow. Everyone have a great day. Our friend Ed over in Wilmer, Alabama. He let us know about a big alligator gar that was caught over there. He said the one he texted about is a new Alabama state official record. Weighs 162 pounds. And by the way, Ed's favorite rod is a 6.5-foot crankbait rod. And here's another vote for the good old ugly stick. What's your favorite rod choice? 504-260-1870. Speaking of bass fishing, I did want to remind you, bass fishermen, there's one of our first tournaments is coming up next weekend. It'll be Saturday at Dwaron's Landing in Stevensville. Boy, I'll be glad to get the results in from this, and kind of gives me a little bit of a handle on how the bass fishing's going down there. If you're interested in fishing, it's a benefit tournament for Tucker Townsend, who is a 16-year-old with mitochondrial disorder. It's been a fundraiser going on for a lot of years now. And if you want to get signed up, but at this point, you would be best to sign up at Dwaron's Landing the morning of the tournament. They will take cash entries next Saturday morning. The fishing area, no tournaments allowed south of 90. You can fish the Atchafalaya Verrett Basin and all the connecting public waterways, but it's got to be north of Highway 90. Entry fee on this one is $100 per team. And again, this is a benefit for Tucker Townsend. And if you want to find out the story, you can go online and Google that, fishingfortucker.com. And if you are going to be down there, tell the MC, Lyle Johnson, my buddy, the host of Ascension Outdoors. Hello, he'll be emceeing the weigh-in down there. It's the 13th annual Fishing for Tucker Bass Tournament down at Dwarons in Stevensville. Great fishing area. All right, we come back after this. We're going to get to some more of your text messages. What is your favorite fishing pole? Also going to tell you a bit more about that minimalist challenge that's coming up. And, boy, we still got a lot of fishing reports to cover for you. It's what we do each week right here on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, your text message and some announcements coming up, like the Biloxi Boat Show. That's coming to Biloxi. That'll be there next Saturday. It actually begins the 3rd through the 5th. We're going to be talking to Melissa Miller about some of the activities in addition to boats for sale there. I tell you, it's one of the most economical boat shows to attend. It's a great day of entertainment for the family, and we'll talk to Melissa more about it. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Minimalist Challenge and also find out what your favorite fishing pole is. You can text us that info at 504-260-1870. Tell us, how many do you have total, rod and reel combos? We'll be back to do that, but first, we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, taking a look at our text message board here, we've got, we got Greg checking in. He says, what about doing a segment on duck leg bands? I shot a female hen, a lesser scaup, also known as a dogri here in southeast Louisiana, in December that was banded in Montana of August 2022 and hatched out in the spring of 22. That is very interesting, Greg, and thanks for that suggestion. I'm making a note right here. And what we'll do is one week we'll talk about duck bands I have found, and we'll get everybody to tell us about some of their duck band. Because for people that don't duck hunt, a lot of these ducks are captured and they're banded. In fact, we're going to be doing a feature on that Monday, as a matter of fact, over in the Calcasieu area on duck banding. It's a way to inventory their movement, their age. They capture these ducks, they put a tag on them, they measure them, they weigh them, they identify them by species. And they release them, and then when hunters bag them, there's a number to call, and you can call that number, and they will give you information on your bird. It's kind of a little, that people call it jewelry on a duck's leg. So anyway, pretty interesting. Thanks for that tip, Greg. We're going to do that, maybe next week even. All right, we have Spec Daddy from Big Lake Waterloo. The Waterloo HP Light 7-foot. That's the best inshore rod. All right, that's a new one. Spec Daddy, thank you for checking in with us. We have Bro James in Hammond. He likes the Lewes, it's L-E-W-S, Speed Stick. Boy, I haven't heard that name. Do they still make them, or is that one you got hanging around, Bro James? Lots of fish caught on the Speed Stick. Yeah, it was very popular fishing rod back in, I guess that would have been the 80s and 90s. Here's one that's a vote for Falcon Rods for the lifetime warranty. Flipping Reds is hell on gear. Well, I got a tip for you, 9884. It's called a net, N-E-T, and it will save the life on a lot of rod tips. Yeah, you try to flip those big bull reds in, and you can lose a tip for sure. Let's see. We have Sherman in Covington. He has only 7 rods. He prefers 6.5 and 7-foot, all with open-face spinning reels. He says he can find he cast a little further with the 7-foot. Also, a tip, if you do break a rod tip, don't throw it away. JB Weld works great for repair. Yeah, you know, you never throw away a rod with a broken tip. In fact, sometimes you can shorten the length on it, put a new end tip on them, and repair them and keep them going. All right, these texts, in case you're wondering, are coming in on our in-studio text line. That is 504-260-1870. Here's one that says, Castaway. Go-to 7-foot, medium-heavy, got about 3 dozen rods and reels. That's from Flip. Yeah, I think I know which Flip that is. All right, here's one says, I have about 40 rods. Some I've made myself, offshore spinning, inshore, casting and spinning. His favorite is a St. Croix bait caster. Yeah, I have a St. Croix that happens to be my favorite. I've got all different kinds of brands, but that one just... It just fits the hand. It's light. You know, that's one of the things with the ugly stick. It's a very durable rod, but, boy, if you throw in that thing all day, if you're casting plugs, especially artificials, and you're making a lot of casts, you'll feel it at the end of the day, where some of those other ones are just featherweight. They're so light and really nice rods. All right, what's your favorite? 504-260-1870. You can text that in along with your comments and your questions. Let's see. We'd love to hear from that. Let's see. I had some other ones here. Sometimes when they come in really fast like this, they get mixed up. And part of one is mixed in with a part of another. So if you hear me stuttering and stammering around, that's the reason why. All right. The minimalist challenge is going on. This is something we've been talking about. And if you're a kayaker and you fish tournaments, you might be familiar with it. But it's one of the ones that's really it's a fun tournament. They're holding it this morning down in Leeville, and looks like, except for a little bit of stiff winds, they've got a pretty good day for it. They're going to be launching there out of the Leeville public launch, and they're looking for 10 fish. You're allowed to bring in 2 slot-sized reds, 5 trout, 1 flounder, 1 sheephead, and a puppy drum. This is a little change from years past. They've added those other 2 species, the sheephead and the puppy drum. But the challenge on this with the minimalist part is they give you 5 baits to use. They give them to you, and you don't know what the baits are until you pick them up that morning. And everybody gets the same baits, and that's the only thing you can fish with in the tournament, and you got to be very, very careful that you don't lose them, because once you're out of bait, you're out of ammo. All right, we have Jeff and Gonzalez. He likes a Waterloo 6.5-foot medium with the fast tip. It's soft enough for trout, but it's strong enough for the reds. He's got 24 rods and reel. If his wife is listening, he's only got 6. Understand, Jeff, I understand. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back and get to some more of your text messages and some more of our calendar items, more fishing reports. Your favorite fishing rod, what is it? Your all-time favorite, 504-260-1870. We're back right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, we're asking you a couple questions this morning to participate on our text line at 504-260-1870. What's your favorite fishing rod, whether it's fresh, salt, offshore, fly fishing, custom-made, cane pole, fiberglass, whatever? We'd love to hear from you this morning. My favorite is a St. Croix. It's a 7-foot medium-power fast-action spinning rod. And, I mean, there's a lot of other ones I really enjoy fishing with. And I've got a total of 24 combos total. But that is the one that just feels the best. It's lightweight. It's got a lot of strength in it. Really balanced well. What is your favorite one that you've got? 504-260-1870. Hank is Texas. He says a Lexus. Hank, we're talking fishing poles, not cars this morning, okay? All right, we got some calendar items to pass along for you. I tell you, it has been a good week. I've heard a lot of people that got out to catch those rainbow trout that the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries have stocked. I guess you could call them government fish. They have been put into a number of water ponds and locations across the state. This week, they had quite a few stockings. They had put some in the Bayou Country Sports Park in Houma. The Fabaca Field in Youngsville, Girard Park in Lafayette, I-10 Park in Jennings, Purple Heart Memorial in Ragley, Park Natchitoches, Joe Brown Park in New Orleans, the Burbank, the Breck Park in Baton Rouge, Sidney Hutchinson in Walker, Zamurri Park in Hammond, and the Bogachitto State Park in Franklinton. All those areas received a load of hungry, ready-to-bite rainbow trout. Some of them are golden rainbows. I don't know if you've ever seen those, but they're beautiful fish. You're allowed to keep 5. You can fish them with a number of things. Some people just use canned corn, you know, and some people use the little niblets, the nibbles, the crappie nibbles from Berkeley with the gulp. Some people use worms under a cork. I mean, that will pretty much catch any fish. And the little spinner blades, if you want to fish with artificials, if you throw those in and bounce them and spin them along the shoreline, you can pick up some of those. The good thing about those fish is they're ready to bite. The other good thing is they want you to catch them and keep them, because as soon as the waters warm up, they don't survive. They're not a native species to Louisiana. Speaking of that, here's one that's from Bro James. He says, the Lou Speed Stick is still being made. Bass Pro Shops carry them. I still have about a dozen or so in various lengths and action speeds. Slow bike on the rain. Oh, slow bite came out as bike on the rainbow trout at Zamari Park in Hammond. Might want to give it a try today. Here's someone says, this is Patty in St. Francisville. Patty says, my favorite rod is an 8-foot homemade 8-weight fly rod. His son made for him. Lots of pride in it. Yeah, I can understand why that would be your favorite. All right, so there's some of our text messages. We'll get to some more of those. By the way, those you may have recalled early before the deer season started, we talked to Tom Stogner over at Double D Meat Company in Bogalusa, and he was telling us about a contest he's got. Every entry of a hog or a deer or any game animal that you bring to him that qualifies you for an entry for a Browning Gold 270 with a 3x9 Leupold scope on it. And it ends with the end of the season in February, so we'll be getting the name of the winner and passing that along. But if you've got a deer to process, you might want to drop it off over there. Make sure you told them you heard about free registration for that Browning rifle. All right, if you didn't hear it earlier, we just got this in. This came out yesterday. Pearl River gauge at Pearl River is at 15.5. When that happens, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service closes the Boca Chica National Wildlife Refuge to campers and any hunting activities except for waterfowl hunting until it drops below that 15.5 gauge. So they're expected to stay there for probably the next several days. So it will be reopened again when the river levels drop below 15.5. And there are some websites you can, with the National Weather Service, you can check and find that information out about the river levels there. All right. What else? I had something else. People have been asking me about this, and I finally got the date on it. The Archbishop Rummel alumni, which is part of my alumni, I'm a member of, they've announced the dates for the Beast Feast. You know, this is the annual party where they cook out all the wild game. The members bring their best, and sometimes they bring some seafood, too. It's a great time. It's set for Wednesday, March 8th. That's going to be at 5:30, and it's at the Rummel campus on Severn Avenue in Metairie. General admission tickets are $50, and you get to go in there and graze and browse and eat all you care to. They've got quail, they've got wild hog, they've got venison, they've got waterfowl, you name it, plus a lot of seafood, big jambalaya pot and all that going on. And if you don't have to be an alumnus to go, you can anyway. It's open to anyone. General admission. Prices do go up after February 7th. So if you want to get your tickets in advance, I suggest you do it online. And that's pretty easy. Just go to RummelRaiders.com and find the Beast Feast 2023. And hopefully I'll see you there. All right, coming back after this timeout, we're going to check in with Captain Darrell Carpenter. We'll find out what his favorite fishing rod is. Also get a fishing report. A lot of you down there for the Minimalist Challenge, he might be able to help you out around that Leeville area. That's part of the area he keeps tabs on. Back with Darrell's report after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, he's the founder, CEO, and janitor of RealScreamers.com. I'm talking about Captain Darrell Carpenter, and he joins us this morning. Captain, how you doing this morning?
Don, we're doing just fine. Ready to get this daggum cast off my arm, but other than that, we're doing just great.
Yeah, that'll be great when that thing is gone. Darrell, before we get started into the fishing report, your favorite fishing rod. Now, I'm not talking about the one that's the most durable and simplest for customers to use
right.
And break up. I'm talking about if Darrell Carpenter was going fishing without any customers, what would his favorite rod be to bring?
Well, Don, I mean, I've been turned on to, and if I was leaving tomorrow to go by myself and do some scouting, it would be those Waterloo rods. Just got turned on to them, and you know, I've got a few of them. I haven't decided which one's my favorite yet. I've got some 6'6" and some 7s, and I much prefer the 7-foot rod. I just always have. But I'm going to tell you, they're really nice, light rods with great action. And, you know, there's several different brands or different models depending on your budget. But I've gotten to where I really do like them.
Price-wise, how are they?
You can get the starter model, I guess you'd call it, in the $150 range, and they go up to $400 or $500, and they build custom. So I mean, it'll go up much higher than what you really want to tell the wife about, but depending on how you customize it.
Now, for the inexperienced customers that you bring out there, what do you set them up with as far as the rod?
Well, you know, it used to, man, that Challenger used to make a really good rod, but they discontinued it. That was one of our favorites. Durable stainless steel eyes. They couldn't break the ceramic out of the tips, that type of stuff. Lately, though, I've been using the new Ugly Stick Inshore Select for the customers. Really nice, durable rod. They're not real heavy, and they're damn near indestructible.
Got it. Just for talk's sake, offshore rod, what was your favorite offshore rod?
Oh, man, it's been a little while back for that. Don, that's a hard – you're asking an old man with a lot of things on his mind to remember.
I know you used to like those big spin and Daiwa combos for, you know, for mangrove snapper and reds and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it all depends on what you're doing. I've had some really good tuna rods by Challenger and other rods. But, yeah, if you're mangrove fishing, I mean, you know us. We used to almost exclusively do pitching for mangroves. So it was the big spin cast rods, and I'm trying to remember a lot of them were by Shimano. Don't even remember the model at this point.
Darryl, as far as fishing for people that are coming down there to that Leeville, the Minimalist Challenge going on, and weather looked pretty good. It's going to be a little chilly start and kind of breezy, about 10 to 15, but certainly going to be fishable. What can you suggest for folks?
Yeah, they should have if I'm not mistaken, the Minimalist Challenge is, there's, what, redfish, flounder, and trout in that, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, and they've added sheephead and drum now, too. They put two more species
okay.
in it. Just
well, sheephead ought to not be a problem for them now. You know, getting them to bite an artificial lure might be a little bit of a challenge. but the sheephead shouldn't be a problem. Everything else has been kind of up and down. This weather's been so crazy. The fish... They don't know if we're trying to go into spring or if winter's coming back to visit them. Very little tide today, so water movement's going to be a little bit of a challenge. But, you know, just work those areas where what little bit of tide we've got, if you find a choke point that accelerates that tide, accelerates that bait movement, then that would be the areas to work. But I suspect they're going to have a good day. I mean, if the wind stays down like it is now, it should be a great day. If it picks up, it's supposed to pick up later this evening. They'll be through by then, but man, you just got to cover some ground and they should be able to find, you know, their full stringer of fish.
How many sheephead have you caught on artificial before? Probably not many.
Oh, I mean, it's a significant number, but I mean, I'm not brave enough to leave the dock saying I'm going to do it. it is, you know, it's a significant number. And if, you know, they better hope they get something with some scent in it, you know, something like those. Like those Berkeley baits with the power baits with some scent. If so, that increases your chance greatly.
Yeah, well, they got to fish with whatever they give them. So hopefully there would be something, maybe a Berkeley gulp included in there, because that certainly would help, particularly on the sheephead and even the drum and redfish too. Well, Darryl, anything
right.
else you can add before we wrap up here? I mean, you know, we're getting ready to turn the corner on January into February, and as a wise man, Glenn Sanchez, once said, he said, the best thing about fishing in February is the shortest month of the year. It gets over with quick.
Yeah, and it puts us one day closer to where we know that spring's coming. Don, we just got to get some kind of a pattern in the weather. I mean, it's been, you know, typically every year it's been so up and down that the fish are changing tactics every other day. So, you know, we just, once we get a little bit of certainty in this weather and it starts to you know, to level out some, then you're going to start hearing a whole lot more fishing reports, as you well know, from all across the state.
Got it. Darryl, in the meantime, somebody wants to get a hold of realscreamers.com, I got you on my website, dontheoutdoorsguy.com. Folks can find you there. What about your website and phone number?
Right, realscreamers.com. The information is there, or you can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, when's that cast coming off?
It's a little bit debatable. It's going to be another week or two, depending on how therapy goes, but another week or two.
All right. I got a saw. If you want a discount rate, let me know.
It's close. Let me tell you, it's close to that.
I know. All right. Hang in there, Darryl. We'll catch up with you next week.
Bye-bye.
There he goes, Captain Darrell Carpenter. All right, still to come, we're going to be talking to Melissa Miller about the Biloxi Boat Show next weekend. Going to be a big show on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. We also have Ryan Lambert. We're going to get a Mexico report. Might have to speak Spanish and translate that one. We also got Brendan Bayard at the Minimalist Challenge. And your text messages, your favorite ride, we want to know. 504-260-1870.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.